Good morning, Monday morning result seekers. It's Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network. Today's call is going to be a little bit different. I was talking with Rich before, and he had some information that he wanted to share with you about Rain Mastery. Been getting lots of questions. People want to know what it's all about. What should I be getting from it? You know, we're almost finished Series 1. I'm not sure what I should get out of it or what is all the point of this. So let's help welcome to the call the architect of the Rain Mastery program, and we'll talk a little bit further about that. Good morning, Rich. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Russell, and thank you so much. And so true, you know, we've been getting a lot of great emails, and we're also getting engaged in a lot of interesting conversations, not just by current members, our fellow partners, but also new members, people who've just joined us recently in the past few months and are saying, hey, what's all this partnership talk all about? And Rain Mastery, I just want to learn about real estate. I can barely spell real estate. So what gives? What's this all about? So I thought it'd be appropriate for us to recontextualize for members who've been fully engaged from module one right through every call and understand every lesson and insight and understand why exactly what we have been doing is so important for your real estate investment goals. And for those who are new to the conversation, to help dial you in as we begin to draw to a close Rain Mastery Module 1s through 6, which is our Series 1 for 2012, so that you understand what to expect in 2013 when Series 2 commences. Would that be okay, Russ, if we did that?
Absolutely. We get that question at the office all the time, and I was actually wanting to put that on the agenda for us to talk about. This is perfect time.
Well, brilliant. So here's what I want you to do. If you're making notes, make note of this. At the end of the day, whenever it comes to performing in life, whether it's in life, whether it's in your profession, whether it's in a business, whether it's as an entrepreneur, whether it's as a parent, whether it's as anything, you must choose to be one of two things, a follower or a leader. Now, if you're a follower, you're someone who's always willing to believe in others. You're always willing to trust in other people's abilities and their skill sets. You're always willing to trust and have faith and invest it, sometimes even often blindly, that they'll do the right thing and they got your best interest in mind. But you see, in this space that we call Rain, in this world we call Rain, we know that there's no one here that wishes to follow. There's leaders in this space, and leaders possess a very different, well, a very, very different trait. All of you that have joined Rain, whether it's just been a month ago, a year ago, or two decades ago, have taken ownership, taken over, and are the drivers, the captain of your own fate, right? You are driving your own life. Both financially, socially, intimately, emotionally, chemically, you're in charge of your financial destiny. So wouldn't it make sense that if you're determined to be a leader in the act of producing results in this thing called real estate, that it might beg the question, would we not want to observe, examine, and perhaps distill what it takes to be a leader? To distill the education, the insights that are readily available to us about every leader on this planet, innovators and leading politicians and leading entrepreneurs and such, to understand that inside the conversation of what it takes to be a leader and apply those lessons in the context of real estate. So that's why we developed this term called real estate leadership. What it takes to be and be in action around the conversation of, well, real estate. So the analogy that we've often shared is that, you know, if we were to talk, right, Russ, and we often do this where we chatted about hockey or a big hockey fan, and if I were to teach you, Russ, or you were to teach me, Russ, of everything there was to know about hockey, there's only so much technical stuff you can teach me about it until there's a point where I'll have my fix. Would that not be true?
Absolutely. You got to get out there and shoot the puck once in a while.
Exactly. So all of a sudden from training, we actually move into conditioning. And that's where athleticism comes. And conditioning, of course, lives in the realm of nutrition and training and weight training and really just practicing. So the truth of the matter becomes is that there's only so much training, technical training, that we can give you about hockey. It comes to the point of really upping the game in your conditioning to play that sport masterfully. And that's how we feel about real estate leadership. Is that we know that you can know all there is to know about real estate, but there comes a point where you got to say, okay, well, what are we going to do now with all this real estate knowledge? Who are we going to be in the matter of being out there and being a player? And so when we observed and began to measure, we began to run metrics, surveys. We held brain trusts and quick and close focus groups and began to understand that, well, our fellow members have been challenged with a record number of adversities. Shifting markets, global recession, temperamental interest rates, falling and collapsing and unjustifiable values, both high and low and some in between. And we realize that many of our members who've been joining us lately and who've been around us for a while have been, well, stuck or been out of action. So RAIN Mastery really, I think it should actually be renamed to RAIN Results. RAIN Results is about saying, what is it going to take for you to produce results inside your real estate game, whatever that game is that you're playing for, one door, 10 doors, or hundreds of doors, whether this year, every year, or all the time. And so the RAIN Mastery, RAIN Results program that Russell and I have been delivering for, well, the past nearly 8 months has been about, what's it going to take for you to brand yourself, to connect with people, to tell your story, and why you should be the person that people can actually, in fact, follow rather than have to say, hey, who's your leader? So our goal was not to go out there and find that each and every one of our members become great followers. We were determined to make sure that we empower them to all become incredible leaders. Because if we can convert you all into leaders, then guess what you end up getting in return? What do you think, Russ?
Tremendous results.
That's right. A lot of followers. People saying, you know what, I'm not sure about this real estate thing, but you seem to know what you're doing. I'm not quite sure on where to invest, but it sounds like you're pretty clear as to where to invest. I'm not sure what to do with this money over here that the Mrs. and I have got, but I trust that you know what you're doing because of what you've shared with me about what you and your Mrs. is doing. These are the conversations we want to transform. This is the life we want you to live. To be a leader in your space, to be a leader with yourself, be a leader within your family, become a leader within your community, and be a leader in the game that you want to play. We just so happen to know that the game that we're playing right now, the sport that we're all playing to get really masterful at right now is called, well, it's not called hockey, it's called real estate. And the good news is that the team that's really training you to do that are all, well, pretty darn good at real estate. You know, I've got my international and domestic expertise. Russell is an award-winning, best-selling author around joint ventures and putting together partnerships as an incredible designer of much of our product and our programs. Don's been around since the turn of the century, and, you know, the list goes on. We've all been doing it for a long time. So the point is that it's not us teaching you how to play hockey, yet we've never been on the ice. We've been on there for a long time. The ice runs quick and bold through our blood, if it were. So this RAIN Mastery conversation has been about, who are you in the matter of producing results in your real estate business? What's it going to take for you to step up, be up, and get up around that game and keep playing it out? So that every month when we launch the module was always going to be a lesson on how we can actually empower you to move that much closer to those goals, to give you one more spoke in the wheel, if it were, so that over time, a wheel can never have too many spokes. A wheel can never be too strong. So if we were to build you into a strong, invincible, undaunted, extraordinary real estate investor, what would life look like? And that's where it all comes down to your beliefs. What is it that you're here for? What results have you come for? And that's the purpose of RAIN Mastery. That's the purpose of RAIN Results, is to produce just that, an elevated performance in your ability, an elevation of your conditions of satisfaction, making sure that we play that game. Russell, do you think we recontextualized it enough?
I love the repositioning of calling it RAIN Results. I think that resonates a lot more with people. For at the end of the day, it's taking what you know in real estate and applying it masterful, surrounding yourself with great people and becoming a leader of yourself. Fantastic.
No, it's very true. You know, Nelson Mandela once said back in 1994 during his inaugural speech in South Africa, saying, well, who are you not to be gorgeous and brilliant and fascinating? Well, the reality is, who are you not to be all that? You know, to not play small. And so, yes, RAIN Mastery, the word mastery, we get a lot of people who say, wow, mastery, that just sounds big and daunting, and that's beyond me, and I'm not going to be a master in anything. I just want to get into this game called real estate and keep trucking along. I'm just a truck driver or a nurse, or I'm just a construction worker or a single home. Mastery is too big. But if that's just the word, if that phrase, in fact, intimidates you, and we were to change it to results, who here on this phone call, whether you're listening to it live, coast to coast, online, or you're listening to it later on, are you okay with some results in your life? Are you okay if we actually said, well, how many results do you want this year in anything you want? 2, 5, 10? Great. Let's multiply by 10. Can you live with that? Can you live with getting in shape 10 times faster, making money 10 times better, being able to minimize your rate of return 10 times more, minimizing the amount of risk that you take 10 times more? Like, would you be okay with more? And so if people are actually really feeling it's intrusive to say, I want more, then the question becomes, then why are you here? Because if you're just here to learn and get nowhere, then there's the internet for that. But RAIN has got to stand on a foundation for where people's real estate investment dreams and their aspirations for real estate come true. And that's why we took the stand. We took the stand that was above and beyond just providing education and analysis and research. We took a stand on the 20th anniversary to say it's going to become about more. That if you want results for yourself and your life, beginning with real estate, you come to the right place. And that's the stand we take. And we will remain undaunted until we realize those goals for you, in your dreams, for your plan. Russ, would you not agree? Are you in?
I'm all for creating results in my life, and also the more people I can help out in my life with their results, the greater we do as a community. And I love the point you made about that we as a community are taking a stand for everybody else's success and results in life. Brilliant. Absolutely.
Well, Russell, you know, and of course it makes absolute sense that you'd agree with it, because you're an absolute byproduct of that very stand. Look at the raising capital events that you launched both in Toronto, and we just recently hosted one in Calgary. You know, those programs didn't exist. Those were the first two, were they not?
Absolutely, and they 100% came from feedback from the partnership, from the members in the community that said, here's what we want. I took everything that they said that they wanted for feedback, tried to boil it down and put it into a one-day event with the networking, with the socials, with the panel discussion, with the people doing it, and it all came from the partners in the community coming together and saying what they wanted.
Exactly, and that's my whole point. My whole point is that it was a direct response of what you heard.
Absolutely.
And that's what leadership is. Leadership is not about being able to say, hey, listen, we understand that you want more. Hopefully you'll find it. Leadership is exactly what you just did. You exhibited, embodied it. You said, we hear you. We're going to produce something. And we've had hundreds of people go through the program, just two quick programs. And we've had countless of hundreds of more asking for the recording, looking for the DVD, hoping they can get access to more of what we've done. So the point is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. The purpose is in the pudding. It's all about the pudding, right? We are in response. We're responding directly with what people want. So RAIN Mastery, RAIN Results has been all about learning more about who you are, embracing positive psychology, performance psychology, behavioral finance, happiness economics, all the research areas that are actually really well documented to say, what do people need to learn and know when it comes to money to perform? And that's what we've embodied. That's what we've brought, and we're really happy. So, Russ, thanks for doing that with Raising Capital Event. Congratulations. Job well done.
Well, thank you very much. Quick question for Rich. Do you think people have a little bit of a fear around leadership, or, you know, self-leadership, the term of self-leadership? I have to be a leader. They maybe have a feeling that they're not a leader and those kind of things. Do you think there's a little bit of a fear around that word?
I think there could be a bit of a fear. I think the reality, too, is that some people just feel they want to be able to get a little bit slimy when it comes to accountability. Like, just think, right? How many times have you ever thought to yourself, you know, I'm going to wake up in the morning and work out, you know, and you don't? Well, the reality is that sometimes we, you know, when no one's watching, we sneak off and, well, back out of big commitments that are important to us. That's why most of the people who try to make a New Year resolution fail within the first 3 months of the new year. And that's why people have really taken on the idea of taking on a fitness trainer, because, hey, I'm not going to cancel out on a fitness trainer because that's going to cost me $100. So it's not the fear of mastery or fear of self-leading. It's actually the resistance of making a commitment. It's the resistance of owning what you've chosen. And sometimes we can't make a commitment nor own what we choose because we've yet to make the choice. We don't know what we want. We don't know when we want it. And we don't even know what it's going to look like when we get it. So that requires us to really dig deep. And what really actually is butting up against people's inability or the resistance around is that because we've got some predispositions around, well, making money. And, you know, Russ, you and I both come from very humble backgrounds. You know, you in the middle of Saskatchewan with nothing much to do but to gaze out into the bewilderment of the prairies, and I in a city boy from a broken home and, you know, conditioned to just not really believe that money was good. Money was the root of all evil. Money wasn't good to have. And a lot of members have told me that, where their conditioning from childhood was not good around money. We've got some good, great members, good friends, especially in the Middle Canada and even West Coast, who've come from humble beginnings and some simpleton family background, who said, you know, it's really tough for me to think about the idea of making a lot of money with little or relative work. But you know what? That's just the way it is. Today's new millionaires, today's new billionaires, most of which have done it with some early hard work early on and stayed rich very, very long. Don't believe me? Just ask what Steve Jobs had done with his net worth prior to passing, or Bill Gates, or Mark Zuckerberg. Those are all technology greats. Worked hard early, make money always. So you can begin to condition yourself to be okay with the idea of taking this on. But to make sure I make the point clear, you're right, Russ. People aren't necessarily resistant to self-leading. They've just become very clear that they've got to get clearer about what they're committed to, what they must choose, and what they must own. Remain committed to getting, no matter what.
So what's next from here, Rich?
Well, what's next is that it's a brilliant time. We're going to continue moving forward with our calls. I know our friends who are on this phone call, I really truly hope that you've understood that contextualizing this for you, whether you're a member and are absolutely clear about what mastery means, it now sort of resecures, refastens you, refires you for what it is to come. And for those who are new, we welcome you and ask that you embrace the possibilities that are possible for you by embracing what kind of leader you can actually become, not just in real estate, but even in your life. Just try it on. Just imagine you walked into the clothing store and you don't have to buy it. Just try it on. If it doesn't fit, just put it back on the rack if it were. So what's next is to look at what result, what number one thing, what number one result are you really, really, really here, a member, a partner of Rain 4? What one result is absolutely important to you? And once you articulate it, I want you to write that result down. And I want you to send it to us at RAIN. You can send it to info@raincanada.com, and that goes right into our main administrator pile where we all get to see it. I want you to send it to us. And why? Because what we're going to begin to do is we're going to compile the dream list, the ambition list, because something pretty magical happens when you write down on paper what you want in the world tends to bend to deliver what it is you intend for. So for this week, write down the one result you want for yourself and your life inside the context of RAIN. That's what's next for us. Any thoughts more?
Fantastic. I think this is a fantastic place to leave this. So thank you for giving us a snapshot of what we've accomplished to date, almost like a little bit of a checkup from the neck up, where we are right now and what's happening in the future. So thank you very much for that synopsis.
Thank you, Russ. Have a great week.
You too. And ladies and gentlemen on the call, I'm Russell Westcott from the RAIN office. If you have any questions, please call us at 1-888-824-7346. I'm signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.